Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
It was somehow noisy around, and the atmosphere was crowded. I tried to understand what was going on there and what party I got to, but because of the noise, it was very difficult to do this. There were strange faces, people, voices, laughter. Everything was like in some kind of a horror movie, because what was happening evoked fear and panic in me. I tried to figure out which way to go and how to get out of there, but it was very difficult to do this because these madmen, looking as if they had escaped from the parade of freaks, were everywhere, and I could not just go around them. I have never seen so many crazy people in one place. At some point, I started thinking that I was either asleep or had lost my mind, because all this seemed to be unreal. Moreover, before ending up in this place, I'd been as if electrocuted. Weren't there too many strange things going on during such a short period of time? Because of this thought, I even tried to wake myself up, but it was in vain. And then I was suddenly blinded by the searchlight directed straight into my face, and all these freaky people around me began to applaud. This really drove me crazy, and I thought that I had probably died and got to, well, definitely not to heaven. Although, what if this is some kind of intermediate point? At the thought, I felt as if I was paralyzed by fear. But then, one of the freaks came up to me and handed me a goblet. The goblet? Perhaps this is some kind of mistake, and it is not intended for me. So I decided to read what was written on it. Miss Ugliness. What? What the hell is going on here? Hey guys, my name is Ina, and recently a very strange and stupid story happened to me because I got the title of Miss Ugliness while being the top beauty of my school. How is this possible, you may ask? Soon you will find out the answer to this question. Let me tell you everything from the beginning. Since childhood, I've always been a very beautiful girl. I was often invited to participate in photo sessions for different ads. For example, baby clothes, and then some cosmetics of world brands. I won all the beauty contests, and I had no equal. In fact, while I was a kid, my natural physical characteristics and innate charm were enough. But later, I owed my success to my parents. They invested a lot of money and time in my appearance, in my education, and future. So without them, everything would have been different. At school, I always won beauty contests, was breaking the hearts of the coolest guys, and evoked envy even among the most popular girls. I was the best one all the time and everywhere. So I was dumbfounded by this, adoring myself and my reflection in the mirror and realizing that my beauty was a weapon. And after a series of absolute victories, I decided to take part in a local beauty contest. And I had no doubts that I would be the best there, too. By the way, my classmate Jay decided to participate there together with me, and I was surprised by this decision. Jay and beauty? Well, okay, I'll say no more. Moreover, a month before the contest, Jay and I were very close to each other and even became friends. We supported one another and prepared for the upcoming event together. Workouts, catwalks, massages, cosmetic procedures, sports. Oh, being beautiful is not that easy. But the closer we got to the appointed day, the more I noticed that Jay actually envied me even more than before, and that I shouldn't have trusted her. Therefore, I was really wary of her and tried not to open up to her completely. Once, during a workout, when I was walking on the treadmill, I caught Jay's very sly and envious look on myself. A chill even ran down my spine. And I asked her why she was looking at me like that. In response, Jay said that everything was fine. It was just that I looked like a cow, and it was hard to believe that I was a participant of a beauty contest. I was shocked by what I heard, and even got dumbfounded by such words. So I could only answer that she should have looked at herself, and that she seemed very stupid in that situation. However, there was a real storm inside me. I wanted to tell Jay everything I thought about her, but I restrained myself. When the day of the competition came, for some reason I began to worry, although I had no doubts that I would win. I felt really uneasy, and I guess I even began to be afraid of the upcoming event. I wonder what the reason for that was. After all, I had always been self-confident. Before leaving the house, Jay called me and asked me to pick her up to go to the competition together. Well, of course, I did not mind. I thought that Jay's presence would somehow calm me down, and together we would feel more confident than on our own. On the way, Jay told me that she needed to go to her grandmother's place and take something from her. This was strange because earlier she said that she had neither grandmothers nor grandfathers, and that they had died long ago. However, I didn't ask her any questions and just followed her. On the way, I started to get nervous because I was afraid to be late for the competition, as we had to go in a completely different direction, and this took away our precious time. We came to one of the old buildings with a very bad reputation because there were almost no tenants. Then we went up to the second floor, and Jay asked me to ring her grandmother's doorbell as she was texting someone at that moment. Of course, I responded to her request because it was not difficult for me. However, as I pressed the doorbell button, I felt sharp pain all over my body, and I started shaking. It was an electric shock, and I could not tear myself away from the button for a minute or two. Everything around was as if it was on fast-forward mode, and I could not get what was happening. Well, apart from not understanding anything, I even forgot who I was and where I was. When this nightmare finally stopped, I felt as if I had been to hell and had just returned from it. Well, in fact, everything was exactly like that. I did not remember where I was and what preceded it. I didn't even remember that I came there together with Jay and that her grandmother was supposed to live there. Being totally confused and depressed, I got outside and went nowhere. I began to reconstruct the chain of events, and one thing became clear to me. In particular, I realized that Jay just left me there and ran away. So I was not mistaken about her decency. I was walking along the streets and felt as bad as never before. I was hurt, scared, and really upset. My body was trembling and looked like a leaf fluttering in the wind. And the beat of my heart seemed to echo from the top of my head to the toes. I've never felt so messed up before. After walking some distance, I ended up at the entrance to a building that looked like a hospital. And I couldn't come up with a better idea than going there and asking for help. But I didn't understand if that was a hospital. I was a little out of my mind. Can you remember? And as soon as I entered that building, I saw a crowd of some crazy people. They immediately surrounded me. And it looked like they were the actors from a horror movie. But they were so realistic that at some point, I even doubted that I was sane. And in the end, they gave me Miss Ugliness Cup, which really threw me off balance. Then I was shocked, not so much by what was happening, but by the title that I had just been awarded. Actually, I decided to participate in a beauty contest to get to the title of the top beauty of our city, but not all that. What does this mean after all? And how dare these crazy people behave like that? And since my indignation was limitless, I started screaming and waving the damned cup, demanding the crazy freaks to take it away from me immediately. But they were as if making fun of me while smiling and circling around me. Then I got very angry and threw this trophy as far as possible with all my might. Everyone became silent. People around me froze and looked at me askance. And then someone asked if I had lost my mind and why I came to the carnival in a bad mood, which I shared with everyone. And then some of them even became indignant and offered to deprive me of the title I had received. Then one of the guys around took off his mask and asked me why the hell I ruined everyone's holiday with my terrible behavior. And under the mask, he looked like quite a decent guy. I even found him a bit cute. I was a bit puzzled by this and tried to understand what the matter actually was. And everything started to fall into place when I began to peer into the faces of the others. That is, freaks, as it seemed to me, and looked at their masks or makeup under which ordinary teenagers like me were hiding. That is, they really had a carnival. And apparently, I ended up there by accident. But what does this humiliating cup have to do with this? And then one of the girls gave me a mirror and said that I was actually one of the ugliest guests of the carnival and that my reaction upset everyone who was present there. I looked at the mirror and was horrified. My face was covered with black stripes, looking like soot. And as for my hair, it stood on end and stuck out in all directions, which made me look like a broom. Oh my God! And then I realized that it was because of the electric shock that I turned into a really ugly girl. Ironically, I ended up at this carnival, where everyone had different images and hoped to get that cup. But none of those present could even compare to me, so I became Miss Ugliness at that carnival. Also, those guys turned out to be very cool, and they were all members of the drama club. As soon as I told them what had happened to me, they helped me get home, and even invited me to their performance. Later, it turned out that Jay had deliberately arranged that situation. She came to that building in advance, and of course, she didn't have any grandmother living there, and she stripped the wires inside the doorbell. That's why I got an electric shock as soon as I pressed it. In fact, she did it out of envy, but she still failed to win the beauty contest. Also, now she has problems with the police. Do you think there is any justification for Jay's act? Share your answers in the comments.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.